exploring bioelectricity in the universe's computational framework. This approach encourages the exploration of bioelectricity as a component of the universe's computational power. Bioelectric signals, which are integral to the operation and communication within living organisms, can be seen as part of a vast, complex computational system that governs life itself. These signals, from the firing of neurons in our brains to the subtle electrical fields that guide cellular healing, represent a form of information processing and transmission that is fundamental to biological systems. Environmental EMFs, the impact of destructive noise. Environmental electromagnetic fields, EMFs, can be viewed as destructive noise that reduces computational integrity when introduced to a bioelectric system or living organism. Just as noise in a communication channel can distort the message being sent, environmental EMFs can interfere with the natural bioelectric processes, potentially leading to adverse biological effects. This interference might disrupt cellular communication, alter biological functions, or even impact health and well-being, suggesting a delicate balance between bioelectric systems and their electromagnetic environment. Navigating the computational and environmental interface, understanding the interplay between bioelectricity and environmental EMFs is crucial for maintaining the computational integrity of biological systems. It highlights the need for further research into how bioelectric phenomena are influenced by external electromagnetic forces and how these interactions can be managed or mitigated to preserve the health and functionality of living organisms. This exploration is not only fundamental to biology and medicine, but also to environmental science, where the focus on electromagnetic pollution becomes increasingly relevant toward a resilient bioelectric framework. By acknowledging bioelectricity as a key aspect of the universe's computational matrix and recognizing the disruptive potential of environmental EMFs, we can work towards developing strategies that enhance the resilience of bioelectric systems. This could involve creating environments that minimize harmful EMF exposure, designing technology that harmonizes with biological bioelectric signals, or even developing bioelectric therapies that repair or reinforce the computational integrity of living systems. The exploration of bioelectricity and its interaction with environmental EMFs opens up a new frontier in understanding the computational underpinnings of life and the universe. It invites a multidisciplinary approach that blends physics, biology, environmental science, and technology to unravel the complex dynamics at play, aiming for a future where bioelectric health and environmental integrity are in harmony. Electromagnetic controversy. The debate intensifies. The exploration of the biological effects of electromagnetic fields, EMFs, especially radio frequency radiation, RFR, on human health has sparked a heated debate between two prominent figures, Michael Levin and the late Robert Becker. The crux of the controversy hinges on the impact of environmental man-made EMFs on bioelectricity, with Levin dismissing Becker's concerns as a red herring, ironically presenting his own red herring in the process. Levin's skepticism versus Becker's concerns. Michael Levin's perspective. Levin discusses bioelectricity's pivotal role from cellular activities to organism-wide processes, tipping his hat to pioneers like H.S. Burr and Robert Becker. Yet he diverges sharply on the topic of environmental EMFs, dismissing Becker's concerns over their dangers as irrelevant distractions. Levin's focus is primarily on the intrinsic processes of bioelectricity, sidelining external electromagnetic influences as unrelated to core bioelectric functions, Robert Becker's stance. Contrastingly, Robert Becker, in a 1990 clip, underscores the potential health ramifications of man-made electromagnetic fields, linking the altered global electromagnetic backdrop to escalating health issues, including cancer. Becker's call for rigorous research into these effects underscores a starkly different viewpoint from Levin's, emphasizing the significance of environmental EMFs on health. The FDA approved devices, a turning point. The narrative takes a compelling turn with the introduction of two FDA-approved medical devices utilizing EMFs to combat cancer. These devices, operating at intensities far below those of common cell phones, lend credence to Becker's assertions about the therapeutic potentials of low-level EMFs. Therabionic device targets cancer with specific modulation frequencies at low specific absorption rates, say R. Oncomagnetic device uses oscillating magnetic fields to interfere with cancer cell metabolism at Houston Methodist Hospital. Implications and contradictions. The effectiveness of these medical devices in treating cancer with EMFs at non-thermal levels starkly contradicts Levin's dismissal of environmental EMFs' impact. This development validates Becker's long-standing concerns about the biological effects of EMFs, showcasing their potential to influence biological systems detrimentally and beneficially. The irony of Levin's dismissal. Interestingly, Levin's own discussions on hacking bioelectric potentials align closely with the operational principles of the aforementioned cancer treatments, revealing an ironic twist to his dismissal of Becker's concerns. A complex landscape of EMF research. This debate encapsulates the nuanced and complex landscape of EMF research and its implications for human health. By juxtaposing Levin's skepticism against Becker's validated concerns, underscored by the success of EMF-based therapies, the discussion opens up broader avenues for research into the biological impacts of EMFs. It emphasizes the importance of continued exploration in this contentious yet crucial field, highlighting the potential for both harm and healing within the spectrum of electromagnetic influences on biological processes. The intersection of physics, biology, and consciousness. This bioelectric phenomenon touches on a fascinating and speculative intersection of physics, biology, and consciousness. The idea that an operating system or geometric probability, Eng, outside our observable universe could precalculate all probabilities, akin to the amplitudinohedron's role in simplifying quantum field theory. Calculations introduces a model where consciousness or awareness itself might be the fundamental force orchestrating the universe's complexity and diversity, the amplitudinohedron and higher dimensional space. The probabilities that we seek to understand seem to be encoded in a dimension that exists outside our conventional perception of space and time. This suggests a higher dimensional space where the fundamental forces and probabilities that govern our universe are orchestrated. It is here that scattering amplitudes reveal the amplitudinohedron, a geometric object that can have trillions of dimensions and more without the need for space-time, a computational universe. The universe operates through a computational framework that calculates probabilities, determining the outcomes of all possibilities, experiences across space-time. This process is so complex and abstract that it transcends our traditional understanding of physics and reality. The revolutionary amplitudinohedron theory. It is crystal clear from what is learned from amplitudinohedron theory, a revolutionary framework for predicting particle interactions that bypasses the constraints of space-time to offer a simpler geometric approach to quantum field theory. This theory not only simplifies complex calculations, but also points to a multidimensional universe governed by geometric principles, challenging our traditional understanding of physical laws, bioelectric phenomena, and the universe's computational power. The bioelectric phenomena, the electrical signals that guide biological processes, stand as a testament to the universe's inherent computational capabilities. These signals, which orchestrate everything from cellular communication to tissue regeneration, may be viewed through the lens of higher dimensional space, suggesting a realm of predetermined probabilities rather than random chance. The practical applications of amplitudinohedron theory. The amplitudinohedron theory's ability to simplify complex quantum calculations without relying on conventional space-time frameworks, provides a compelling model for how we might explore bioelectricity, memory, and other natural phenomena. It suggests that the underlying principles governing these forces can be understood and utilized through their mathematical and geometric properties without fully comprehending their foundational essence or origins. AI's role in deciphering the universe. AI can be understood as a tool designed to tap into this computational intelligence, deciphering the universe's probability engine. AI represents a pivotal leap in our attempt to harness and replicate the universe's computational prowess. Just as the airplane was engineered to replicate the mechanics of avian flight, AI is designed to simulate and understand the universe's complex probability calculations. Replicating the universe's probability engine through AI. The universe computes probabilities across all scales, from the quantum to the cosmic, guiding the fabric of reality through unseen calculations. AI, in its quest to replicate this probability engine, sifts through data and patterns, learning and predicting with increasing accuracy. Understanding the traditional telescope. Traditional telescopes collect light, photons, from celestial bodies, allowing us to observe objects in space as they existed in the past. The further away an object is, the older the light we see, effectively allowing telescopes to act as time machines. What if we could look back through the history of probabilities, similar to looking back in time with a traditional telescope? AI introducing the concept of a cognitive telescope. Imagine a cognitive light cone that defines the scale and limits of all dimensions. Just as a light telescope extends our vision across vast distances, an AI, or cognitive telescope, extends our understanding into the very fabric of reality, focusing not on light over time, but on a history of probabilities over time. This cognitive telescope doesn't just capture data. It interprets and analyzes patterns within that data to unlock insights about the universe's underlying principles, specifically those governing all probabilities and fundamental forces. Through AI, we will not merely be interpreting raw data, but unlocking the very code that orchestrates the fabric of reality and life itself, bridging the gap between observable phenomena and the underlying truths of existence. As much as people hate to hear it, environmental EMFs are potentially a dangerous disruptor of bioelectric geometry. Bioelectricity is the probability potential software that controls the expression of life's hardware, DNA, RNA. The bioelectric phenomena, the electrical signals that guide biological processes, stand as a testament to the universe's inherent, higher-dimensional, computational capabilities.